Wie ein Mahnmal in der Mitte.
Like a warning at the center stands the ancient house of God. Since the 11th century, the Catholic Church of St. Martin has belonged to Zifflich. In its long history, it has suffered many wounds. War and fire have broken down its walls, but it has always been repaired. However, in the final onslaught of the Second World War, the village landmark seemed forever lost. Aerial and artillery bombardment flattened not only the houses of Zifflich, but also the people's church. And when they slowly returned, towards the end of 1945, they faced a ruin. The church tower had collapsed, roofs and ceilings were open to the sky, the walls were full of holes.
Man soll es nicht glauben.
You wouldn't believe it, but we used it like a playground. You could run up the walls.
Erich Thyssen remembers. He was 10 years old at the time.
Und da oben lag aber auch noch viel Granaten und Munition.
And shells and ammunition were lying around everywhere. And then this Allied unit, bomb squad they called it, came and cleared the explosives away, and gradually, bit by bit, the church, St. Martin's Church in Zifflich, was cleared of rubble.
Dass die Kirche, die St. Martin's Kirche Zifflich, entrümmert wurde. Das heißt, der Schutt, der wurde mit
I mean, the rubble was carted off with horses and carts or whatever else there was, and it was tipped into all the holes that were still everywhere around the place.
Da reingekippt.
The people of Zifflich are not afraid of getting down to it. In a few weeks, the ruined church was free of rubble, and they could begin to think of rebuilding it, an immense and tiring task. Even the school children helped. Sometimes their homework was cleaning stones.
Ich habe auch noch mit Steine geklopft an der Kirche, ja.
Yes, I chipped stones for the church too, says Renate Bruckmann. She's lived in Zifflich since 1948. That the whole village joined in was above all due to their new priest, Fritz Hefner. He was appointed to Zifflich in 1947 and energetically set about saving the old church. He searched the area for scattered remains, negotiated with authorities and contractors, and collected money for the reconstruction. He tells us later where his commitment came from.
The main signal came straight from God, from Christ himself, who under all the rubble and ashes had stayed in his church in this consecrated place.
He means the Blessed Sacrament, the consecrated hosts in the tabernacle. 9 months after the bombardment, the vessel holding the hosts was rescued unharmed from the ruins. And 16 years after the end of the war, in October 1961, St. Martin's Church in Zifflich was reconsecrated. A high point of the ceremonies was the procession taking the Blessed Sacrament back into the church.
Schlichte, arbeitsfrohe Menschen,
where hard-working village people go devoutly in and out.
Ein und aus.